We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, if you were paying attention to the NBA last night, you know that the Pelicans, despite the odds being against them, although really, Shane, if you have a 9% chance as opposed to a 14% chance and you win, is it that big of an upset?
Actually, it was 6%.
Was it 6?
But, I guess so.
I guess that is, right?
Three teams had a 14% chance, and they weren't one of them. So it went, Pelicans. The Grizzlies have the second pick, right?
Right.
And then the Knicks, then the Lakers, then the Cavaliers. Those are the top five. None of the top 11 stayed in their pre-lottery spot as far as chances to get whatever.
Yeah, I think what's more impressive is that you had three teams at 14%. So that's, 42%? So really, the Pelicans at 6% were really battling against three other teams at 42%. When you look at it that way,
that's really long odds when you look at it that
those
way.
Those are long odds.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. So when it comes to winning the lottery, the draft lottery, as it were, and it's changed forms over the years as far as chances that you have to win, how many ping pong balls you get in the hopper, which I think is a tremendous way to do it, is to put ping pong balls in the hopper. I think it's great.
I think it's cool.
It's a pretty empty 30 minutes, and yet they turn it into a soap opera. They've, for all the things the NFL does well, I think the NBA nailed the draft lottery.
Yeah, they've done it well. I agree. Yep.
Yeah, and you get some dignitaries representing some teams from time to time. So I got a list of, first of all, everybody's odds to win the draft lottery this year.
Okay.
And overall, have they ever won it? And if they have, who is their most recent pick? All right. So you've had about 4 minutes to cheat if you want to, but I got faith in you that you're not.
No, this is beyond my, I might be okay in the last few years, but the.
No, I'll give you enough hints that you'll do a representative job, okay?
All right, we'll see.
The Knicks. The Knicks had a 14% chance, as we know. They did not get number one overall pick. They get third. They last won the lottery in 1985. Who did they take?
Was that?
Bruce.
Patrick Ewing.
Thank
because
you.
He was done in 80. That's right. He was done with Georgetown.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Patrick Ewing.
You avoided disaster there. Yes. Patrick Ewing was the most recent lottery pick by the
Were they doing the Wade? I mean, what were they doing in 85? Were they doing the Wade? Because, I mean, that started around 90, 2000, something like that. I can't remember when they started the Wade.
I think it was if you were worst, you got the first. I think it they have gone back and forth a couple of times since then. But that my mind's eye, my gut says I think New York was worse, so they got the first. Phoenix. They actually won the lottery last year. They had a 14% chance to get it again this year. Didn't. Who did they take last year?
Great question. Don't remember.
Oh, DeAndre Ayton.
Of course.
DeAndre Ayton.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's
that all working out for
Phoenix? I think it's working out okay. I think he did all right, right? I mean, they were never
Where's
on
Josh
TV.
Where's Josh Jackson now? Other than
in trouble with the law?
In trouble with the law. How, you know, that's a weird story.
Yeah.
Felony escape?
Yep.
I did a double take on that one.
Yep. I don't know.
All right. Whatever.
The Cleveland Cavaliers. They get
aren't they always getting it?
They got the fifth pick. They last won the lottery in 2014. This is a little trickier. You remember who they took in 2014? He's no longer on the team, not surprisingly.
Oh, he never played for him.
Yeah, he did. Not for long, but he did, yes.
I'm guessing Andrew Wiggins.
That's right. Very good.
Oh, okay. That's pure luck.
All right.
Pure luck.
You're 2 out of 3. That's not bad.
Swung and missed on DeAndre Ayton. I mean,
yeah,
my God.
I know, but it's
easy
when the name's sitting here right in front of me. I'll give you that.
Okay.
The Bulls had a 12.5% chance to win the lottery this year. They did not. Their last lottery win was in 2008. Chicago Bulls selected who? With the first pick in 08. Still in the league. Kind of hanging by a thread.
Derrick Rose?
Yes, Derrick Rose. Lottery pick
in
2008.
Well, I should have known that because 2000, yeah, and I did know that. Because 2008, they lost the national championship, and he was the first pick taken. That was the KU win down in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Atlanta Hawks had a 10.5% chance to get it this year. Somebody asked me yesterday, who you think is going to win the lottery? I picked the Hawks just out of nowhere.
Why not?
They didn't, and they have never won the draft lottery.
Never?
Never won it. So they've never had the top pick.
Hmm.
Brings us to the Washington Wizards. They had the best chance at 9%, and they did win the lottery in 2010.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping you were going to go Kwame James on me back in, what was it?
Oh, God. 80, that was in the 98, 90s or something.
99, something like that. Jordan made that pick. Remember how much his love affair with Kwame James?
What was his last name?
Kwame...
You're stalling, though. You don't know the answer to this.
What year is it?
2010.
I don't know. 2010.
John Wall.
Is he? Oh, John Wall. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah. 2010 was John. Kwame Brown.
Should have gotten that. Kwame Brown.
Kwame Brown
that's
is
right.
the guy's name. Yeah.
Who's Kwame James?
I don't know.
Oh, he plays right tackle. I think
he's a football player.
I think he's a football player. Yeah. Never mind.
That's all right.
Okay.
Our show, we can veer off. We can veer off track.
Kwame Brown. Kwame Brown might be the poster child for. I'm trying to think of other guys that were just violent swings and misses. We talked about Greg Oden yesterday.
Well, he was a high school bust, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oden at least went to school. Well, Kwame Brown's probably at the top of the list.
He's right there. Michael
Olowokandi,
yeah,
the Candy Man.
He was in there. Who picked him? Was it
the Clippers? Yeah,
Clippers. Yeah. So,
out of Pacific or something. Don't forget about Corleone Young.
Yeah, you're right.
He's taken 40th overall. Darius Miles.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bunch of guys.
Eddie Curry.
Yes.
Sebastian Telfair.
Yeah, you talk about a guy who's
might want to go to school.
Reputation preceded him. Yeah, he probably should have gone to school.
Mm-hmm.
So many guys like that.
The Mavericks had a 6% chance. They have never won the NBA draft lottery. The Pelicans. Of course, as we've alluded to, had a 6% chance. They won it. They last won it in 2012. Do I even need to ask you who they picked?
Well, it was Anthony Davis in 2012.
Right. Good job. You restored faith in me. The Grizz got second. They only had a 6% chance to win the draft lottery. They have never won it. The Timberwolves had a 3% chance. They last won the draft lottery in 2015. Remember who they took? He's still there.
Yeah, big fella.
Yeah.
Oh, name escapes me.
I'll
right
give you
a
half a point for that. Carl Anthony Towns.
Carl Anthony Towns, yeah.
Yeah.
Big fella with three names from Kentucky.
Big fella, yeah. The Lakers, believe it or not, have never won the draft lottery. They had they only had a 2% chance. Less than 2% Heat.
Wow.
Kings.
Huh.
The Heat have never won the NBA draft lottery. The Kings actually have. 1989. This will really push you. And if you get this.
Nope. I get it. This one I know. Never Nervous Purvis.
Wow. That's
and
impressive.
I don't know why, because because I liked him so much at Louisville. And he was the first player taken in that
draft.
He
didn't quite bust, but boy, the number one overall pick. You want?
But he was a can't-miss guy that kind of missed.
Yeah, he was. He was polished. He was experienced.
Yep. He was so good.
He was excellent, excellent basketball player in college. Excellent.
You had that run of big guys that could really, really play during that stretch. Danny Manning was in there.
Yeah.
Larry Johnson was in and around that time. I'm missing some guys, but
Corliss Williamson was kind of a big
Corliss
guy.
Corliss Williamson
then.
From Arkansas, mm-hmm. man. Loved him.
He was a little later.
Chris Webber.
Early 90s. Yeah, him and Webb.
Webber.
All right,
I'm missing some guys.
The Pistons have never won the NBA draft lottery. The Magic have. It was back in 2004. Still active, but has bounced around a lot lately. This is a toughie, because you don't think of this guy with the Magic. Of course, that was 15 years ago, too.
Oh, I can't even hazard a guess.
Dwight Howard.
Oh, my God, sure. Oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
The next big thing, and for a while he was, and then all of a sudden, gone.
Yeah.
Well, not gone, but virtually, but a non-factor.
After that little Rockets run for him a couple
right,
of years ago.
Right, that was it.
Yep. The Nets.
Oh, that irritates me. I didn't get that.
The Nets in 2000 won the lottery when they were in New Jersey. This is another tough one.
No, this one I know because he ended up in Denver.
Wow.
Kenyon Martin.
You're really, really, really
well,
smart.
That one, but he was just here. He was just in Denver, and so there was a lot of conversation. He was on during a couple of games, and they talked about him being the first-round pick and how he got from New Jersey to Denver and the whole nine yards. And then his injury that cut his career short.
Former Cincinnati
really
Bearcat.
Nice guy.
Really?
Really nice guy. Yeah, he was a Cincinnati Bearcat.
He looked like a badass.
Oh, he sure did.
The Pacers, they've never won the NBA lottery. The Spurs have, 1997. Don't laugh. Just think about this for a second. I got faith in you on this one. 1997.
Who was first, David Robinson or Tim Duncan?
Not David Robinson.
Did Robinson precede Tim Duncan? He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he's older, if that's what you mean. Yeah.
Then it's got to be Duncan, right?
Yes, it's Tim Duncan, correct.
Okay.
Clippers.
Clippers have had a bunch of first picks, haven't they?
Most recently, 2009, believe it or not.
Oh, not
because
really?
In 2011, it was awarded to the Cavaliers. So, 2009, their selection was? God, you're doing so good. You'll kick yourself for this one. Still in the league.
I got to think of college basketball.
Still in the league, but not with them. 2009.
Oh, Blake Griffin.
Correct.
Blake Griffin.
Yes, Blake Griffin. The Thunder or the Sonics. Never.
Never.
The Celtics.
Yeah, Kevin Durant was the second. He was the two player.
Yes, after
second
Oden.
Second player taken. Yeah.
Boy, Celtics have never won the NBA draft lottery, but did receive the number one overall pick in 2017 through a trade with the Nets, and then they traded it. So they had their chance and then traded it away. The Jazz, also never.
Wow.
The Blazers, 2007, we already discussed that. Greg Oden is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Rockets, 2002. You've only missed like one and a half of these so far, by the way.
Is it an obvious guy?
I mean, I'm looking at the answer.
My brain is getting frazzled, man.
No longer in the league. Had a moment. He had a little run. Houston Rockets.
Yao Ming.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Nuggets, yeah. Never. Okay. Raptors, yeah. Never. Only two left. You're going to have to earn this one. I'll save that one for last. The Bucks, last lottery win, 2005. Still in the league, not with the team. He's playing in the playoffs, actually. These last two are tough.
He's still playing now?
Yes. He was in the starting lineup last night. How's that for him?
Oh, Andrew Bogut.
Yep, Andrew Bogut.
Yep, yep.
Here's the kicker, the Warriors.
Oh, God.
Last lottery win, 1995. Who did they take?
I can honestly say that I have no idea.
You don't want to think about it through the break?
Nope. No.
Joe Smith. Yep.
Oh, I would have sat here through the break and because I can't even think about the Warriors during that time.
Right. That's like
it's
Mullen,
like really?
Rod Higgins.
I mean, are you kidding me?
God, I can't even Mitch Richmond.
Mitch
right?
Richmond. Joe Smith.
Yep.
That's another guy that never really
not exactly.
Never really kind of climbed to that level.
Joe Barry Carroll didn't either, by the way.
No, he didn't.
He was drafted way, way up there, two or three or something.
Yeah. That was a Warriors pick, right?
Yep.
Joe Barry Carroll?
I think
Carroll?
Maybe so, yeah. Number two.
I think he was, yeah.
Purdue or NC State or somewhere like that.
Okay, I'm glad that's over with. My brain is...
You did good. You did good.
I'm just swimming with it right now. All right, OTD coming up. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.